From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. The Ukrainian Prime Minister says there's indisputable evidence that Russia is providing military supplies to separatists in eastern Ukraine. Speaking to reporters in Kiev on Monday, Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said the military intelligence service of the country found that Russia has sent manpower and equipment into Ukraine. Mr. Yatsenyuk said the supplies include tanks, howitzers, missile systems, and electronic surveillance equipment that he believes could only have come from the Russian military. Earlier, a Ukrainian military spokesman said about 700 Russian troops also crossed into Ukraine on Monday to back up the pro-Russian rebel forces. Yemen's government and Houthi rebels have declared a ceasefire. The truce appeared to be holding in the capital Sana'a late Monday after a day of sporadic fighting. Earlier, the fighting appeared to start with a Houthi attack on the Yemeni prime minister's convoy as it left the presidential palace. The Yemeni leader was not hurt. Witnesses said gunfire and explosions followed that attack, sending civilians fleeing from the area. Officials said at least three people were killed. There were conflicting reports about whether the Houthi rebels had captured the Yemeni state media building. Cameroon's military says 24 people who were taken hostage by Islamic militant group Boko Haram have been freed. A Cameroon military spokesman told reporters on Monday that troops rescued the hostages as they chased the militants in the country's far north. Media reports indicated that at least some of the hostages escaped or were intentionally released. Authorities said Boko Haram fighters were still holding between 30 to 50 people whom they kidnapped on Sunday in a cross-border raid from Nigeria. You're listening to VOA. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo have used gunfire and tear gas to break up protests against a proposed law that could delay national elections. Opponents say the legislation requiring the completion of a national census before elections are held would allow President Joseph Kabila to stay in office past the end of his term next year. Thousands of people turned out in the streets of the capital Kinshasa on Monday, responding to a call from opposition parties for demonstrations against the bill. In one incident, Congolese police fired into the air to disperse protesters throwing rocks. Witnesses say at least one person was injured. European Union foreign ministers meeting in Brussels on Monday said they plan to launch counter-terrorism projects with Turkey and Arab nations in the coming weeks. Saila Hennessy has the story.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says Europe needs to confront terror threats on all fronts.
The threat is not only the one we faced in Paris, but also spreading in many other parts of the world, starting from Muslim countries, and we need to strengthen our way of cooperating together.
Three gunmen carried out a series of attacks across Paris this month that killed 17 people, including 12 at the offices of a satirical newspaper, Charlie Hebdo. Following the Paris attack, Belgian security services killed two suspected terrorists during a shootout following an investigation into an alleged plot. Belgian Foreign Minister Didier Reynders spoke to journalists Monday. He says information needs to be exchanged inside and outside Europe in order to have proper tracking and to prevent various actions that could occur in Europe. Following Monday's meeting, ministers said they're looking at specific projects to launch with key countries, including Turkey, Egypt, Yemen, Algeria, and the Gulf countries. Saila Hennessy for VOA News, London.
A senior U.S. State Department official says the United States is ready to accelerate the pace of engagement with Cuba and expand the number of areas in which the two nations cooperate. The U.S. official made the pledge ahead of bilateral talks in Havana scheduled for January 21st to 23rd. The United States still classifies Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism, but the State Department official said the Obama administration will try to improve diplomatic ties while that designation is reviewed. The U.S. official also said Washington believes its recent reestablishment of diplomatic relations with Cuba will enhance the U.S.'s ability to have a positive impact on events in the island nation. You can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. I'm Michael Lippin reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.